100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's blamed the radical left for the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, even though authorities have not identified a motive in last week's shooting. Republican Senator John Curtis of Utah lives just miles from the scene of Kirk's killing and told ABC's This Week,
"If it were up to me, I think you need to take the word radical and remove right or left. And radical coming from any direction is not good, it's not healthy, and it should be called out."
Utah Governor Spencer Cox said the suspect is not cooperating, but that others around him are. The 22-year-old is due to appear in court Tuesday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited the Western Wall in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, who says the alliance between Israel and the U.S. has never been stronger, despite the U.S. criticizing Israel's strike on ally Qatar. Tonight in L.A., the 77th Emmy Awards, The Studio, and Severance, the most nominated shows. This is ABC News. Ryan Ruth is serving as his own attorney. He's facing life in prison over his alleged 2024 plot to kill then-candidate Donald Trump. His daughter Sarah Ruth tells affiliate WPBF his family feels he's being treated unfairly in court.
"They shut down every time he tries to say anything. And maybe he's not saying it right, but he's trying to say what he's trying to get his point across, but he can't get that far. Mm-hmm. He gets shut down before he even gets to explain it. Mm-hmm. So it's really frustrating for us."
On Friday, the Justice Department announced it's suing Uber for allegedly discriminating against disabled passengers.
The DOJ alleging that Uber's drivers routinely refuse service to individuals who have disabilities, wrongfully charged for cleaning up after service animals, and charge cancellation fees to riders whom Uber has unlawfully denied service. The DOJ is seeking a jury trial as well as injunctive relief, monetary damages, and a civil penalty against Uber.
Uber denies the allegations. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 75 degrees at 12:03. Look for sunny and warm conditions today. Heat indices close to 90 with a high of 86. Partly cloudy tonight with patchy fog developing overnight, low 62. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Heat indices near 90 and a high of 86. And as I just mentioned, currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, insured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Today is Sunday, September 14th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Enrollment at 8 of the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased, according to preliminary estimates based on day one student counts, as overall enrollment held steady. New freshman enrollment is up 3%, or nearly 900 students, according to the preliminary estimates, with 8 universities showing new freshman enrollment increases of 5% or more. However, significant declines in international students are a likely reason overall enrollment remained steady and did not increase. International enrollment could drop as much as 15% at U.S. colleges nationwide, according to the NAFSA, Association of International Educators, and JB International. Overall enrollment is 164,340 in fall 2025, according to the preliminary estimates, down 96 students from the final 2024 fall enrollment counts. 8 of the 13 universities showed increases under the preliminary enrollments. Official enrollment counts will be released later this fall based on the 10th day of enrollment. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says the numbers are a positive sign that Direct Admit Wisconsin is attracting new students to the universities. The program's first cohort of students enrolled this fall. Direct Admit Wisconsin offers automatic admission to qualified high school students without requiring an application. The Wisconsin Tuition Promise also appears to be making an impact. Rothman says the program for the fall 2025 cohort provides tuition and fees for students from families earning less than $55,000 after scholarships and other financial aid is considered. For a second time this week, a student is accused of having a gun at a Wisconsin high school. A 17-year-old who attends La Follette High School in Madison was arrested after school staff received a report that he brought a gun on Tuesday before hiding the weapon and returning to school. That's according to a Madison Police Department incident report cited by WKOW. Police used surveillance to identify the student. Officers found an unloaded handgun in a yard, ammunition in the student's backpack, and a cell phone photo of the student holding the gun that was recovered and dressed in the same clothes he wore to school. He was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon, underage possession of a firearm, and firearm possession on school property. Also Tuesday, a handgun and ammunition were found in a student's backpack at Green Bay Preble High School when police responded to fights there. The Richland Concert Association is proud to welcome the Alloy Horn Quartet today at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive in Richland Center. The Alloy Horn Quartet is one of the finest horn quartets in the country, celebrated for their incredible performances throughout the Chicago area and collaborations with the Wisconsin Philharmonic, Josh Groban, Mannheim Steamroller, and Boston Brass, and more. Tickets will be available at the door, including season tickets. Single tickets are just $15 for adults, and students under 18 are admitted for free with a paying adult. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for a special trapping season within Sand Hills State Wildlife Area. The deadline to apply for the 2025 through 26 trapping season is tomorrow. This opportunity will provide selected trappers a high-quality trapping experience while helping the DNR achieve its fur bearer management goals on the 9,150-acre property. Successful trappers will be required to attend a two-hour workshop at Sand Hills State Wildlife Area to review the information about season objectives, vehicle use regulations, and data collection instructions. Trapping permits will be issued during the workshop. More information, including the application, is available on the DNR Sand Hill Outdoor Skills Center webpage. National Preparedness Month is underway, a time to remember life-saving blood products are an essential part of preparedness for every type of disaster, whether it be home fires or natural disasters such as hurricanes, flooding, and wildfires. Severe weather can disrupt blood collections by causing blood drive cancellations and impacting donors' ability to give. Additionally, trauma patients may need blood products, transfusions within months of entering emergency rooms. Those who give now could help someone in dire moments. This month, the American Red Cross is reminding you that giving blood now helps support patients the moment they need medical care. Donors of all types, especially those of type O positive and B negative blood, are asked to make an appointment to give. Three blood drives will be held in the area this week. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Two blood drives will be held Wednesday. The first will be from 11 to 4 at Dodgeville High School. The second will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. To book a time to give blood or platelets, at any blood drive, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS or use the Red Cross Blood donor app. And Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 reminds parents and teachers to encourage students in 6th through 8th grade to enter an essay in the Patriot's Pen competition and high school students to enter the Voice of Democracy for youth scholarship opportunities. The VFW is dedicated to promoting patriotism and investing in the future generation. If you are a democracy-loving high school student interested in a $35,000 college scholarship or a patriotic middle school student interested in winning $5,000, these scholarships may be for you. The theme for the essay this year is Patriot's Pen and Voice of Democracy is the same. How are you showing patriotism and support for our country? All entries are due October 31st to local VFW Post 2267. All details along with the entry requirements can be found at vfw.org/community/youth-and-education/youth-scholarships. All inquiries can be directed to Margie Freeman at 608-647-4884. WRCO News Time is 12:12. When WRCO News returns, we will have this week's Richland County History Moment.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
It is currently mostly sunny and 77 degrees at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Joseph Marshall, a prominent man of Richland County and the pioneer of the town of Marshall. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com/Wisconsin/Richland/bios, the source is a history of Crawford and Richland counties, Wisconsin, illustrated in 1881, transcribed by Mary Saggio. Joseph Marshall, a prominent man of Richland County and the pioneer of the town of Marshall, which this territory now bears his name, was born in Columbia County, Ohio, March 25, 1820. He was married in April of 1851 to Margaret McCannon. The day following, they started west to seek a home and embarked on a steamboat at Wellsville, then came to what is now Muscadet, and the next day started in company with Alexander Bartley to seek a desirable location, but the land is in the vicinity that did not suit him. So he went to Richland County. The party showing him the county inquired, "What kind of land do you want?" To which Mr. Marshall replied, "I want land where there's plenty of wood and plenty of water." "Well," said the man, "we'll go back into Richland County because both can be found there, and you can clear a farm in a lifetime." This remark, intended to deter him from going thither, did not have that effect. Instead, he did clear that land in Richland County and did so within 10 years, not a lifetime. They were informed that there were two men, Amasa Haskins and Jules Preston, living in the northern part of the county, engaged in bear hunting. Toward only evidence of an individual habitation, Mr. Marshall suggested that night be spent at that place where Mr. Bartley was. But Mr. Bartley said, "Nobody lives here now." "Well, then," said Mr. Marshall, "then we'll be anyone and we'll put this out," and accordingly took peaceable possession of the property. A few minutes afterwards, Mr. Preston, the owner of the land, returned in company with his wife. The travelers, having asked, "Could we stop and stay for the night?" found that they were welcome, and soon were partaking in supper of cornbread, venison, with an appetite for relish, and only the hungry man would be left alone. This cabin was located on what is now Section 29, Town of Rockbridge. In that morning, Mr. Preston started out to show them the land, and Mr. Marshall selected the northern half of Section 13, Town 11, Range 1 West, and he started to show him the land. Mr. Marshall had selected that portion, not wishing to lose any time, but the next day he said, "You can purchase it with a cow." And that day following, a hired man with a team to transfer his goods would help him and his bride trudge along to the property, driving the cow that he was going to use to purchase that property. Arriving at Mr. Preston's cabin, they remained overnight once again, and the following morning took axe, started for the land, but they could not find as they returned the next morning. A man by the name of Meeks, it was, who was stopping at the Amasa Haskins house, hitched his horse, loaded it with goods and provisions, and accompanied Mr. Preston to start out for the land once again. This time, arriving at Amasa Haskins' house, finding the team too heavily loaded for the condition of the road, they left the majority of the goods there. The fence corner, which was covered by shakes, and proceeded with their way, cutting the road, as it were, and finally reached their destination. Here, a rude shelter of brush poles were hastily constructed, and pioneer life commenced. In the earnest, Mr. Meeks fed his horses some corn, brought them with purpose, fully cleaned them up, and gathered with Mr. Marshall to use for seeding the land. He immediately commenced in clearing and chopping, and then seeding the land, thus raising a small crop of corn, potatoes, and garden vegetables by fall. They continued to live in their improvised covering, so it was called, until fall, when they erected an actual log cabin with puncheon floor, shake roof. That meant that fall in Sextonville, George Hancock was about to purchase provisions and head on the same way, when they discovered a pile of lumber was left there at the present village of what is now Richland Center, which Ira Hazeltine had left them for more of a good claim. At that time, a few furrows were plowed, and evidence of improvement, well, it really took place. This, of course, is where he established his residence. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering school days. It was about the McGuffey Reader and fun with Dick and Jane books.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News time is 12:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Today is Sunday, September 14th. Jane Annette Turnipseed, 76, died September 3rd. A memorial service will be held today at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from now until the time of the service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Turnipseed is survived by her husband, Jack, three children, Michael and Andy Turnipseed, Don Turnipseed, and Holly Muller. Two grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Amy Whitaker is survived by her husband, Buck, daughter, Deanne Houston of Richland Center, two stepchildren, Randy Allen and Val Whitaker of Berlin, and Tina Marie and Richard Ranum of England. Two grandchildren, one great-granddaughter, several step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Her mother, Lillian Nequin of Midland, Texas. Two sisters, Stephanie Lentz of Huttu, Texas, and Jennifer and Eddie Stewart of Midland, Texas. Sister-in-law, Judy Nequin of Cleveland, Tennessee. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet. Charlene May Cowling, 77 of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Hospital in Madison. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 5 to 7. A private family burial will be held in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery at a later date. Survivors of Charlene Cowling include her daughter, Vicki and Kelly Schaefer, her son, Tom and Val Cowling, special great-grandson, Theo, sisters, Sharon Pliner, Sandy and Jerome Durst, Verlin and Alan Stowell, Sue and Lester McBain, Betty and Sean Hatfield, and Tina Taylor. Brothers, LaVon and Hilda Hicks, Terry Hicks, Steve and Sarah Hicks. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Charlene May Cowling, 77 of Richland Center. Brenda Ott, 71 of Boscobel, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after numerous medical complications. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. A private burial service will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to Boscobel Area Lions Club, St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel EMS, or Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Brenda Ott is survived by two children, Sarah and Andy Dalton, and Ethan Ott and Dean. One grandson, three sisters, Trudy and Marvin Brown, Deb and Tom Bells, and Susie and Dan Beinborn. A brother, Robbie and Julie Blair, and numerous nieces and nephews. Brenda Ott, 71 of Boscobel. James H. Alt, 86 of Spring Green, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, September 24th, at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post number 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, September 24th, from 9:30 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jim Alt is survived by his wife of 60 years, Rita, his children, James J. and Melinda Alt of Spring Green, Jeffrey and Sarah Alt of Montello, and Cindy and Christopher Peckle of Evansville. Eight grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and his sister, Cheryl Alt of Middleton. James H. Alt, 86 of Spring Green. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, September 28th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday, September 28th, from noon until the time of the service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Lunk is survived by his wife, Diana, one son, Jeremy and Elise Lear, two grandchildren, his mother, Anita Steineck, three sisters, Cindy and Dan Lunk Palacios of Charlestown, Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estes of Lake Nebogamon, and Deanna and Brian Christensen of Floyd's Knob, Indiana. Half-sister, Anika Williams of Jeffersonville, Indiana, stepmom, Nancy Lunk of Richland Center, stepsister, Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Delano, Minnesota, stepbrother, Jason and Haley Edwards of Lone Rock, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Muller of Nakusa, Melinda and Roy Roden of Black Hawk, South Dakota, and Deanna and Randy Hunt of Muscadet. Two brothers-in-law, Tim and Deb Muller, and Doug and Fran Muller, both of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died Monday following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday, October 11th, at Kingdom Hall, 542 Pleasant View Road, Middleton, at 2:30. Friends may call at the Kingdom Hall Saturday, October 11th, from 1:30 until the time of the service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family. Neil Jorgensen is survived by his wife of 61 years, Margaret, two sons, Mark and Jennifer of Middleton, and Todd and Karen of Owensville, Indiana. Three grandchildren, two step-granddaughters, two step-great-grandchildren, siblings, Barbara Heberling of Wahala, South Carolina, and Lars Jorgensen of Minnieska, Minnesota. Brother-in-law, Vern and Rita Aketz of Sextonville, Cheryl and Patrick Crook of Richland Center, as well as other nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona.
The House on the Rock Golf Course Resort is the perfect place to work this fall. We're hiring for part-time seasonal positions, including a bartender cook and a late-night front desk role. Enjoy a beautiful work setting, a friendly team, and the chance to be a part of something special this season. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1274, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and make this fall unforgettable at the House on the Rock Golf Course Resort.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand with your forecast for your Sunday for WRCO. We saw cloudy skies to start the day with some patchy, dense fog. By this afternoon, clouds will start to clear up as high pressure brings in some much drier air, eroding away that cloud deck. We'll see sunny and warm conditions for our Sunday, even for our Monday. Tuesday, a few more clouds, but still quite warm. Tuesday will be the warmest day of the week, looking at highs in the mid-80s. And then as we look at Wednesday and Thursday, temperatures still in the 80s, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms do return to the forecast as a low-pressure system works out of the central plains and moves into the area for Wednesday evening, bringing our next chance for some moisture. That will stick around through Friday and leave on Saturday. So, looking at your forecast for today, we'll see mostly cloudy skies to start, becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Temperatures will be warm once again in the mid-80s, looking at a high near 86 degrees, but it could feel close to 90. For tonight, partly cloudy with some patchy fog developing overnight, a low around 62 degrees. Winds will be light out of the east. On Monday, mostly sunny, warm, and humid once again. Those heat index values could be close to 90 degrees once again. Actual air temperatures around 86 and a southeast wind at 3 to 8. For Monday night, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible, a low around 62 with light winds. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, still warm, feeling like in the upper 80s, a high around 85. On Wednesday, we'll see increasing clouds, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon and a high of 84. Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, likely a high of 80. Then for Friday, scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day and a high of 75. Have a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 76 degrees after a morning low of 60. Yesterday's high was 85 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1939 is 93 degrees with a record low of 30 that was set back in 1975. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:14. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:41. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 76 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Yesterday in high school sports, the River Valley Invitational was held. That's for cross country. And the Richland Center Ithaca team placed fourth in that competition, and from that team placing were 7th was Owen Dreyer, Clayton Lee took 14th, Ryan Stadler placed 23rd, it was Robert Budden taken 45th, Kiernan Culver 58th, Sam Jones took 68th place, and Devin Woodhouse placed 108th. Also from the area, as far as River Valley goes, the host team goes. River Valley ended up in a team, took 19th place, and placing for River Valley include Nathan Hamilton at 70, took 73rd place. At 119, it was Alec Wagner. 120th, it was Carl Fair. 124th, Ramsey Amble. 127th, Bennett Woodhouse. 132, Dylan Kane and Isaac Limix took 135. Also in the small schools for the boys, Boscobel took 3rd place, and for the top five for that was Bodie Bright. It took 6th, and Kipton Brown took 13th. Tyler Miller, 19th. Carter Molzoff placed 30th, and Alex Kruel placed 31st. And as far as the small schools go, for the girls, actually, I forgot to mention one more boys team that in the small schools. Riverdale took 15th, and the top five place winners were Clark Gilson at 76th place. Kaylin Williamson took 86th. Dylan Topper, 92nd. Hunter Rowan, 98th. And Mark Wilkie, 99th. And as far as the girls go, as the large schools go, Richland Center Ithaca, they took... just 1 second here. They took 17th place, and the top place winners from that team, from the Richland Center Ithaca team, I should say, who took 17th was Pearl Fretz at 51st. Adeline Lawless took 67th. Ava Martin came in 77th. Lacey Allball at 102, and Rachel Waterfall placed 103. And River Valley placed 15th, and top five finishers for River Valley include Molly Mace at 25th, Aubrey Anleiker at 56th, Leona Chrome at 93rd, Reagan Sackett 99th, and Heidi Hegland took 110th. And in the girls' small school competition, Riverdale placed 6th place as a team, and placing for Riverdale include Mallory Meese, who took 14th, Melanie Williamson, 22nd, Olivia Meese, 30th. Also, it was Millie Schneider, placing 53rd. Kaylee Carter took 72nd, and Megan Kruel placed 96th. And for Boscobel, they placed 10th, and it was Peyton Sander, who took 28th, Maddie Kinnett, 34th, Nakia Stitzer, 52nd, and Aubrey Seep took 66th place in the cross-country competition at River Valley. Also, high school volleyball action went on yesterday, and Argyle beat Boscobel in the Seneca Invitational 2-1. Also in the Seneca Invitational, Argyle beat Riverdale 2-1, and Argyle beat Seneca 2-1. And Lancaster beat Schulzberg in the Lancaster Invitational. Schulzberg beat Kickapoo 2-0. It was River Ridge over Schulzberg 2-1, and Viroqua beat Schulzberg 2-0. And in the Wisconsin Dells Invitational, Hillsboro beat DeSoto 2-1, and Hillsboro also beat Tri-County 2-1. Also yesterday in high school soccer, River Valley beat Nakusa 3-0. Richland Center lost to Cedar Grove, Belgium 8-0. It was Platteville Lancaster over La Crosse Logan 7-2. Baraboo beat Toma 2-0. And Janesville Parker beat Portage Poinette by a score of 6-1. Caleb Durbin hit a tying double in the 10th inning. Andrew Monasterio followed the winning single, and the playoff-bound Milwaukee Brewers rallied from 5 runs down to defeat the skidding St. Louis Cardinals 9-8. Milwaukee players took the field aware that they were already insured at least a National League wild card after the New York Mets lost to Texas a little earlier. But the NL Central leaders hardly let up after trailing 6-1 in the 6th. They scratched across 5 runs in the 8th and 9th to tie it at 7-all on an RBI infield single by Jackson Churio and William Contreras, who drove in 3 runs. Today in Major League Baseball, it's the Pirates at the Nationals, the Astros at the Braves, the Phillies will be hosting the Royals, the Blue Jays will be hosting the Orioles, the White Sox are at the Guardians, the Rangers at the Mets, the Marlins will be hosting the Tigers, the Twins hosting the Diamondbacks, Cubs will be hosting the Rays, it'll be the Reds at the Athletics, the Dodgers at the Giants, the Angels at the Mariners, Rockies at the Padres, and in Sunday Night Baseball, it's the Yankees at the Red Sox. And as far as the Brewers go, they will try try to sweep the Cardinals today. First pitch from American Family Field will be at 110, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Ty Simpson threw for 382 yards and four touchdowns, including two to returning star Ryan Williams, and number 19 Alabama overpowered Wisconsin for the second consecutive year, 38-14. Simpson completed 24 of 29 passes, with two of his misses being drops by Williams and freshman Lotzier Brooks. Williams finished with five receptions for 165 yards after missing last week's game because of a concussion. Simpson joined Mac Jones in 2020 as the only quarterbacks in school history to complete at least 80% of his passes and throw three touchdowns in consecutive games. Danny O'Neill subbing for injured Wisconsin starter Billy Edwards had a 41-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Ballard. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
100.9 WRCO. But I missed my chance when the words I love you came just a little too late. In a week or two, I was gonna bring you diamonds. In a week or two, a long, long string of pearls, and we would have run down to the river at night. All I needed, somehow fall became spring. We put off today, you can do tomorrow. Sometimes you don't do the thing. In a week or two, I was gonna bring you diamonds.
Go by fast, Some people drive too slow. Tattoos are no big deal. Week expired, milk ain't old. If there goes my life, just another song on the radio. And if your mom and dad were crazy, waiting up till you got home. Wait till you have kids, and they look in your eyes. Wait till you're their Superman, wait till they're your whole life. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired of real love is. Wait till you have kids. You'll always be on time. And minivans ain't kinda cool. If you don't care if there's a fence around a backyard swimming pool. And if you never thought of hanging something up there on your fridge. And if 8 a.m. is early and divorce is what it is. Wait till you have kids and they look in your eyes. You start thinking about them dating one day, asking for advice. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired of real love is. Wait till you have kids. Man, just wait. Till they call you from a thousand miles away, and they give you hell, telling them to visit home, and you just laugh and say, wait till you have kids and a half-empty room upstairs, full of rec league trophies, two small clothes, old video games in 18 years. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired of real love is. Wait till you have kids. So you have kids.
Looking for a fun-filled weekend with a touch of tradition? Then head to Viola, Wisconsin for the 94th Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show, Friday, September 19th and Saturday, September 20th. This two-day celebration has something for everyone. From the lively ground parade to thrilling horse, truck, and tractor pulls, there's no shortage of excitement. Stroll through the bustling midway, enjoy mouth-watering fair food, and try your luck in the raffle, featuring not one, but two $2,500 cash prizes. And don't forget the big finale. Tim Daniels' band takes the stage Saturday night to keep the party going strong. It's a weekend packed with entertainment, tradition, and hometown charm. Join the fun at the Viola Horse and Colt Show now in its 94th year. For full event details, visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com. That's ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone three new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other two building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it, that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decoratings, Benjamin Moore Woodluck Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color. Get ready for an unforgettable afternoon of music. Today, the Richland Concert Association is proud to welcome the Alloy Horn Quartet at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive in Richland Center. The Alloy Horn Quartet is one of the finest horn quartets in the country, celebrated for their incredible performances throughout the Chicago area and collaborations with the Wisconsin Philharmonic, Josh Groban, Mannheim Steamroller, Boston Brass, and more. Tickets will be available at the door today, including season tickets. Single tickets are just $15 for adults, and students under 18 are admitted free with a paying adult. Don't miss this chance to hear the Alloy Horn Quartet live. Join us today at 2 p.m. at Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. An afternoon of spectacular music awaits you. See you there later today.
it kinda feel like freedom. Malibu, one suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You'll probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For them sunset till I sink in tonight. I'm just thinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. They're still floating and it's almost empty. Take the whiskey rain of this century to drown you out, make it do a U-turn. If it was me it was up to, girl just like that, I'd take you back.